Let's stand. Brother Roger, could you just ask the Lord to bless our meeting and to move by His Spirit?
Father God, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the privilege to be here, Father God. Lord, we ask that you lead us, that the Holy Spirit lead us. Lead us into your kingdom as well, Father God. We just pray, Lord, that your presence will be burned so strong among us all, Father God. And give us the rest of the day, a peaceful day, Father God.
We are so grateful for you. In the holy name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. We've got a couple of requests here, and maybe Marcus, could you just come and we'll take these two requests. We just have a request here from Christina Amundsen from Park Valley for both Daryl and Nathaniel healing from the stomach flu. And there's some of that going. Let's just bow in prayer. Heavenly Father, you know that as we are human, Lord, we are affected by the things that the human body struggles with, Lord, and even at camps there can be things passed on, Lord, but Lord, we know that the enemy would want to disrupt what's going on. We just ask you in Jesus' name to move in a special way for Daryl and Nathaniel, and yes, just touch, Lord, them and just heal them. We pray in the name of Jesus. We just come against, Lord, anything that would interfere with their enjoyment of the camp, Lord. We pray that there will be no passing on of this to other members of the family or to anyone else. But may the Holy Spirit just come and stop this thing in its tracks, Lord. May there be a healing spirit.
Yes, Jesus.
Just flow over your people, Lord. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
This prayer request is from Daryl Smith, and he's asking prayer for his mother and father, Merv and Lydia Smith. Please pray for Merv and Lydia. Merv has stage 4 cancer and dementia, but he is very happy and puts his trust in the Lord. And Lydia has had a bad fall and is suffering with a lot of pain and very discouraged and depressed because of all the negative changes happening in their lives. Thank you. And I know, and I look over the faces of you folks here today, that Merv and Lydia have been friends with many of you, many, many of you. They just had that God-given gift to be an immediate friend with them. I remember Merv coming to my parents' home when I was about 6 or 7 years old, and Mum had Brother Wager and Merv Smith over to our place in the afternoon for tea and matrimonial cake and a little treat. And Merv took me and put me on his knees. And just that simple act of, you know, making friends with me as a little boy, I've never forgot it. And we became fast friends over our years with both Merv and Lydia. And we truly miss them here today. And so we're going to pray together for them that God would touch and heal them. Heavenly Father, we thank you for Merv and Lydia and their lives and the example that they set for us to follow. We thank you for their commitment and their faith in you. Even to this day, Lord, we know that they are looking for life and for that divine life to flow from the throne of God. So we reach out to them today, both Merv and Lydia, and we ask, Lord, that an extra measure of your healing power and your comfort and your blessing would be bestowed upon them today. And we say this in Jesus' precious name.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
I'd just like you to turn to page 32 in the back. I'm not sure how the Lord will lead this morning, but at the bottom of page 32 in the back, there's a song in the quiet of the morning, and as we just sing this, just center yourself on the Lord this morning. And, you know, Brother Andy shared with us this morning that he was hoping that if your situation isn't ideal, if maybe you're divorced or that, usually he will have a little disclaimer at the beginning. He didn't want what he said to be discouraging to anybody. If you're divorced, or if you come from a broken family, or if things are just not very good, as a parent, you know, Brian was sharing that you know, family devotions were pretty boring, but there was a spirit there, and what Brother Andy shared, we want to all see and experience. If you've not come from an ideal home, many of us didn't. I didn't come from an ideal home, and it's still my desire, as I learned from the brethren what a good home should be like, to put some of those things, all of those things in place. It hasn't always worked that well. I'm a pretty dysfunctional person, but the Lord is gracious, but we need to not be discouraged by where we are. God loves us where we are. We all love you where you are. The brethren love each one of you. We know there's some serious struggles in your life. We're looking for the Holy Spirit to help. Pray for the Holy Spirit to fall upon the church. Cry out to God for the needs that are here. You know, some of the young people have shared their struggles with concussion. That's a serious thing. That's a real struggle. Hold them up. Hold them up before the Lord, that there can be healing in our midst for that. Yes. Amen. Amen. This morning, as we just sing this, just let your heart go out to the Lord, and then I'd like to sing after it. I only have two songs. There's peace in my heart. It's not in the book, I don't think, in some books. There's peace in my heart. And just let the peace of the Holy Spirit minister to your heart this morning, to your life. I don't know if there'll be prophecy or not. I'd just like to ask if you prophesy easily and strongly, instead of prophesying this morning, if that moves that way, could you just stand there and pray that the unction you have liberty in will be given to those around you that are not able to prophesy? There's people that would love to prophesy and they just don't feel the strength to prophesy. Let's just be the family God wants us to be. Yes. Share our strengths. Pray with those that are struggling and rejoice with those that are rejoicing. But enough of that. Let's go. Let's just sing and let the Spirit minister to us, and just minister as the Lord puts it on your heart.
In the quiet of the morning, I will worship your name. I will lift my voice.
let's sing that again. Just lift your hands and enter in. I know sometimes you can feel on the outside looking in, but just let the Spirit bring you in as you sing that this morning.
In
just let the peace of God minister to us. The Lord has said that there's a peace that passes understanding that will guide our hearts and minds as we are thankful to Him, as we just release ourselves to Him. Let's, as we sing that this morning, let's just let the peace of God minister to your heart this morning.
Thank you.
I think we should let the instruments play that again. I was thinking about David and Saul, and Saul was given direct instructions how to deal with the destruction of people, sheep, cattle, everything. And Saul felt that he would modify the message from the prophet. And the Spirit of God was taken from him through that disobedience. And I know that we want the Holy Spirit to move amongst us. David played, and the evil spirit would leave Saul, and I just felt like perhaps we could examine our hearts and lives this morning. Maybe think about where we've gone off track. And as the musicians play, you know, David didn't sing necessarily when he played. There was deliverance. And so this morning, you know, even if we didn't accomplish anything else in ministry or whatever, if we could enter in and if we could become free, there'd be a tremendous accomplishment in our midst. So I think we don't want to have the musicians entertain us at all. But we pray that the anointing, as they sing and as they play their instruments, that there would be deliverance in the realm of the Spirit this morning. Let the peace of God, which passes all understanding, come into your hearts and lives this morning. There is deliverance in the house of the Lord.
Yes.
There is deliverance in the house of the Lord, saints of God.
Amen.
You know, I think about the prison doors. They were opened. But sometimes we want to stay in prison. The prison doors can be open, but we must walk out of the prison. We must walk out of the prison cell. It's sometimes prison has benefits. Irresponsibility. You get your meals every day. Everything is laid out for you. You don't have to take any responsibility at all. Walking with God is a responsible job. We must be led by the Holy Spirit. We need the leading of the Holy Spirit. We need to be in tune. If the Lord opens the prison door this morning for you, right where you are, please walk out. Please walk out.
stand ready to minister this morning. I think we can give a lot of counsel. I think the Holy Spirit, the counselor, is going to counsel us this morning and going to help us. Just drink that in this morning. Let's just stand reverently. If someone else feels to play in the Spirit, you just come.
were singing the other day, I had a vision of a lot of graduation hats on the heads of the people. And I think often for myself, when I'm hearing prophecies, I want to step into it, but I feel like I don't quite have what it takes to step into it, or I don't feel like I'm committed enough, that maybe I'm too much into the world to be able to handle what the Lord is promising us. But the Lord has said that if all that he requires in order for us to be built up in faith is just that we would worship him. And I can't help but think that even in our inadequacies, if we just worship the Lord, he will give us the gumption to step into the things that he's talking about. Maybe we could sing that song one more time and just worship God.
image. Yea, I'm the God who loves you with the compassion and mercy that no one else can love you. Yea, I am the God that believeth in thee, for I put my spirit within thee, and yea, I have given thee everything that thou needest. Yea, for thou to enter in to that which I have placed before thee, the very kingdom of God, the kingdom of life, of peace and joy and righteousness in the peace and the Holy Ghost. Yea, do not fear. Do not think I am not able. For yea, I will make you able. I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Do not give in to fear and confusion. Put aside all those things that thou hearest in the world, and yea, listen to my word as it is spoken before thee. Yea, for my anointing is on those whom I have called. Yea, and they speak the truth. Yea, let that truth permeate thee, and yea, thou shalt be free to walk and live in the things that I have called thee for.
Nor does he stand in the way of sinners, nor does he sit with mockery, but takes delight in the laws of God, and he meditates on them all day. So, Father God, we just pray, Lord, that we can push on, we can strive on, we can be steadfast. So, Father God, help us to move along, to move into the realm of the Holy Spirit and to move into sonship, Father God.
Yes, amen.
An opportunity to lay down your heavy burdens and to take the loads from off your back. Yea, my people, know ye not, I never come as a judge. Have I not said that there's no condemnation within me? Yea, I come as a friend to loose these burdens. Yea, my people, you have been counseled, and there is help available, and there are brothers and sisters who will stand with you. Yea, my people, today is the day, and now is the time.
Yes.
Time to time, I do stir the waters and make them available unto thee. Is it not the waters, the living waters, the waters that are pure from the throne of God, waters that are not tainted with man's ideas, but they are mine, saith the Lord, that I am inviting thee to step into. O you of little faith, this morning, grasp onto the horns of the altar and step into the water that I have made available unto thee, that thou might be cleansed not only of thine own ideas, but of the stains that the world has left upon thy life. Step into the water this morning, saith the Lord thy God, and receive of that life that is pure from the throne of God. Step in, my children, step in, and fear not, saith the Lord thy God. For I am the gentle shepherd.
Yes.
have great confidence of the Lord God, for I know thee in every detail. Yea, I am not only thy God, but I am thy Father. Yea, and I love thee with an everlasting love that shall never pass away. Be of good cheer, saith the Lord, for I love thee, and I will guide thee, and I have a plan for thee, saith the Lord.
Yes, amen. Amen.
Now, my children, are you waiting by the pool for someone else to take you in? Oh, my children, get yourselves to the edge of the pool so you may roll in at any time. Oh, my children, it is up to you to come. It is up to you and no one else. Oh, my children, I want you. I want you. I am looking for you, and I want you to come. Come, come to me now.
So we can also ask God for increasing faith if that's what's lacking.
Say unto thee that the enemy is a liar, he's a deceiver, he comes to destroy. Yea, I say unto thee, my people, you are free. Yea, I say unto thee, stand in your freedom, and do not be entangled again with the things of this earth. I say unto thee, my beloved, my precious, beloved people. Yea, the only voice you should hear should be that of the Lord your God. And he has equipped you, says the Lord, for battle. Yea, whether it is in the spirit or upon this earth. But yea, you are being prepared, says the Lord. Therefore be alert and open your eyes, says the Lord. I will open your ears, says the Lord, so you will know that is the enemy that lies to you and says, you can't do this, you're too young, or you're too old, or you're too wounded. Yea, my people, I will restore my church, says the Lord. I will restore that which is broken, and I will mend it, says the Lord. That which is wounded, I shall heal, says the Lord. You are not too young, and you are not too old, and you are not broken, says the Lord. You are the army of the Lord God. I have called thee now. Now I am calling you, says the Lord. Do you hear me? Hear me, says the Lord your God. The time has come for my people to become serious. Yea, it is the time, says the Lord, for his people to listen and to obey and to stop complaining. It is time, says the Lord, your God.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yea, my people, I wish to speak to you. Remember, I have a love for you, an agape love. Because I love you, love my creation, I come to you, telling you that there is another step. There is another door. Most would say that person is a godly person. Remember, my people, I love you. I love you. But I would have you look in the mirror. I'm asking for you to examine yourself. For the step now that I have for you, many things will not be able to go through that door. There are many sick among you. Many needs among you. But my people, I have that step for you. A door that you can walk through. You are my forerunners. Not loving you any more than anyone else. But because I love all my creation, I must ask you to look in the mirror, to examine yourself. There is another door open, it's open before you. There are things that cannot go. They will not be able to go through that door. I'm asking you to allow me, one-on-one with you, to search those things out. There are many sick among you and suffering. This door is before you, my people. I'm no respecter of persons. I have called you. I love you no more than anyone else. I love all my creation. But you are called at this time. Look in the mirror, my people. Examine yourself. Allow me to point to the things that cannot go on. I'm asking for a new, deeper consecration from each and every one of you. You are special in a way that I've given you much. But of course, where much is given, much is required. Examine yourselves, my children. I would like you to make this step. Make this step with my help. I've given you the comforter. Now the door is open. Make that step, my people.
Let's just look away to the Lord. Brother Wayne and Brother Robert, would you come here, please? Heavenly Father, we just pray, Lord. We know that many times we may not feel worthy in your presence. But in fact, Lord, we all stay in the same place before you, saved by grace. Relying on your Holy Spirit, Lord. We are only worthy before you because of Jesus Christ, who gave everything for us, who was humiliated for us, Lord, we just pray that you'll, Lord, give, as been ministered, give extra help to those that need help to come forward and receive from you, to feel worthy before you, Lord. We just pray in Jesus' name, amen. Just look away to the Lord in prayer this morning.
Walk in my strength, rest in my grace, for I am here, abiding life and joy and peace are only found in me, for I am truth and love and hope that never dies. I am here. Seek me and you will find. Come and receive all that you need, for I am here. Walk in my strength, rest in my grace, for I am here. Abiding life and joy and peace are only found in me, for I am truth and love and hope that never dies. I am here, seek me and you will find. Come and receive all that you need, for I am walk in my strength, rest in my grace, for I am here. Abiding life and joy and peace are only found in me, for I am truth and love and hope that never dies. I am here. Seek me and you will find.
While you remain standing, the Lord is wanting to do more business with us according to the prophecies. There's a scripture that I'd just like to read. It's just one verse. It's in 2 Corinthians 5:17. I'll just read it. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, there may be those here that have not yet come to the cross of Calvary. This would be a good time to ask Jesus Christ to come into your heart and life. Take away all your sins, all those condemnations, But this scripture is saying, therefore, if any man be in Christ, these are people that have already accepted Jesus as their personal Savior. It says that you are a new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. The enemy of our soul would love to keep us in prison. The enemy of our soul, and even a lot of counsel, will say you're a victim. Let God be true and every man a liar. It says if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things have passed away. All things become new. Do you believe that this morning? This morning, Brother Brian was talking about Isaiah 61, about the prison doors being opened. And maybe he wants to say something about that. But I believe that you should come forward and you can say, you know what, I've been in this prison long enough. Amen. I've been a victim long enough. Christ has set us free. And whom he sets free is free indeed. Saints of God, the world, counselors will tell you, you know, you just got to live with it. I come from an alcoholic background. The curses of third and fourth generations can absolutely be stopped. They can absolutely be stopped. Jesus' blood and the cross of Calvary can bridge any gap. And he can take you to a new land. He can take you out of prison. And so, if you would like to accept Christ as your Savior, or you feel like you're a victim, or you feel like you just like to get freed up and come out of your prison, this is the time. God has spoken to us in prophecy. All we need to do is be obedient. Glory to God.
We don't want to talk the Holy Spirit away, so I'll be very brief. But I believe God is moving on us. He's creating an army of deliverers, and that's you. But he's going to show us how to be delivered ourselves so that we can be Christ's hand to deliver others. So that scripture that is in Isaiah 61 that talks about the prisoners being set free. I don't know if God wants elders up here laying hands on people. I think God wants elders up here getting delivered. And I feel I need to be at this altar myself to deal with some things that have hung on too long. Before I quit, there was a little bit I wanted to share with you yesterday morning about the city of Jerusalem. And there are 10 gates, and the last three gates are very close together. It goes the horse gate, the inspection gate, and the eastern gate. And those three speak of the end times. And I believe, saints of God, we're hearing the rumblings of war, and the saints of God are going to be engaged and set ready for battle. And that horse gate is the gate where it's the gate of battle, where the horses are ready with the chariots. Then the next gate is the inspection gate, where it's just like getting entry into something that you have to qualify for. And that inspection gate is talking about the soldiers of the cross being ready. Only the ones that God selects will enter in. And the eastern gate speaks of the coming of Christ. These things are close now, I believe, saints of God. And God wants us to come before his throne and deal with things young and old. You don't have to confess anything. I don't feel that you need anybody to lay hands on you. Just come up here, and we'll join before the Lord and let him deliver us personally as we meet with him.
We're just going to play and let the anointing move on your heart. I just want to mention one thing quickly. Sometimes you can have a spirit and people start talking about nice things and how it should be in your home, and you're not anywhere near that, and there's just a negative spirit comes on you. Sometimes you can wake up in the morning just have a negative, judgmental spirit. God doesn't want that in your life. That's not Christ. God doesn't want us to be fellowshipping with spirits. And I know that I've gone through this. There's spirits that are not compatible with the Spirit of Christ. Just, if you're listening to something like that, if you're listening to voices that you shouldn't be, if you're letting a negative spirit be on you, let it go this morning. Just come up and let it go. That's what the Lord wants. Let's just really intercede this morning for each other. Let's really pray for each other and see what the Lord will do this morning.
Jesus,
thank you.
I'm turning it all over to you. You're setting me free. Jesus, I've struggled alone too long. You're calling to me. I'm bringing all my gain and loss to your feet at the old rugged cross. I'm turning it all over to you. You're setting me free. I'm turning setting me free. Jesus, I've struggled alone too long. You're calling to me. I'm bringing all my gain and loss to your feet. The old rugged cross, I'm turning it all over to you. You're setting me free.
We'll sing it again in a moment, but you know, not everything is the fault of Satan. We have to take responsibility for our stubbornness, our indifference, our decisions to go it alone, to go our own way. We've got to lose our humanity that interferes with the plan of God and give up that old nature. We can't let that old lifestyle be normalized in our Christian life. We need a new life. I need a new life. We'll turn it all over to Him and He'll set us free. Let's sing it again.
I'm turning it all over.
Everything, Lord.
You're setting me even now, dear Lord. Jesus, I've struggled alone too long. You're calling to me. I'm bringing all my gain and loss to your feet at the old rugged cross. I'm turning it all over to you. You're setting me free.
We'll sing it again. The altar is open for you to come.
I'm turning it all over to you. You're setting me free. Jesus, I've struggled alone too long. You're calling to me. I'm bringing all my gain and loss to your feet at the old rugged cross. I'm turning.
Raise your hands as we sing.
I'm turning it all over to you. You're setting me free. Jesus, thus I've struggled alone too long. You're calling to me.
I'm bringing all
my gain and loss to your feet at the old rugged cross. I'm turning it all over to you. You're setting me free. I'm bringing all
I usually never interrupt these guys. But as they spoke this morning about sometimes our lives follow certain paths, and victimhood is what they were speaking about, I would like to remind you of an account in John 9. I'm only going to read just the very beginning. And as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, "Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" And Jesus' answer is profound in the light of today. And Jesus answered, "Neither hath this man sinned nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him." Your life from the beginning has been your life. All those things that you look back on as failures, as maybe things I can't even comprehend in your life, you will condemn yourself for things that you've done. And you can see from the disciples here, it was, well, who's to blame? You have been called to your walk with the Lord. And when you give up, as this man was delivered, and you allow him to deliver you, do you know what this blind man professed from that day forward? "I don't know, but I know this, that I was blind, and now that I see."
Hallelujah.
And that was the manifestation of the works of the Lord in his life. Your life has the same manifestation. Don't look at it as all the things that went wrong or all the things you fell short of, because I tell you, I got tons of them. But your life will be a light. Your life will be a light and manifest the work of God in your life. Look not for the condemnation of all those things, but as you've done today, turn them over to him, and he will deliver, and allow him to manifest his glory through you.
Amen.
Deliverance has come to the house of God. God is working in a mysterious way, and he's giving us that deliverance. That deliverance will have to start from us, from within our own spirit, setting us free so that freedom can flow out of us and into those who are around us, in our homes, in our churches, and so forth. So the Lord is in the book of Isaiah, chapter 61, it says those specific words. "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord had anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of prisons to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, and that he might be glorified." Praise the Lord. So I will encourage you. God wants us to dwell and to live in that freedom of the Spirit. When Moses was sent to Pharaoh, and he told Pharaoh what God had said to him. Simply, "Let my people go. Why? That they may worship me. Saints of God, we cannot worship God in any amount of bondage around us. We have to be totally free in our spirits, in our minds. And the Spirit of God has set many of us free as we decided to come to the altar. And for those that are on the World Wide Web as well, in your homes, in your car, wherever you are, that deliverance is flowing. You believe the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Because the church is supposed to be walking in freedom. We cannot serve God being half bound. There's freedom in the Spirit. Let's pray. I'd just like to pray. Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we thank you today for the power of the Holy Ghost. Lord, we thank you that we have said this so many times and believed it, O Lord, that it's not by might nor by power, but by your Holy Spirit.
Yes, amen.
Lord, we pray you'll create within us that clean heart. Renew that spirit within us and give us the right spirit, the Spirit of Christ, the Spirit of freedom, the Spirit of deliverance, the Spirit, dear God, we can rise from the ashes and move on with you, O God. Father, let there not be any turning back from this moment among your people. Let there be a resolve that we will press towards the mark of the price of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Touch us, Lord. Touch our beings. Touch our minds. Touch our spirit, touch our bodies, quicken us in Jesus' name, Lord, as we commit our lives into your hand. Father, we thank you that we can rest in you, knowing that which you have promised, you're able to fulfill and to perform, dear Lord, that which you have promised, because we know you're God. Bless your people here today, Lord, and help us to continually walk in obedience and walk in the freedom and not to look back, not to turn back, dear Lord. We thank you for breaking the bands of wickedness among us, delivering those who are bound. We thank you for setting us free that we can worship you, Lord. We praise your precious name for doing this today. What a day that you have been to us, Lord. Such a wonderful Father, such a great God. Thank you, Lord, for answering our prayers. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Praise God. There happened some time around 2,000 years ago when the tabernacle in the wilderness, the curtain was rent in two. From the top to the bottom. And all of a sudden, the temple in the wilderness was of no value. He restored the temple here. You, individually, are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Don't consider yourselves just me. He has restored the temple in you. Do you understand? Can you understand? We're a corporate body. We're all individuals. But we are all temples of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You can become a temple of the Holy Ghost, or you are a temple of the Holy Ghost. When you accept him and the infilling, you are the temple of the Holy Ghost. And that's why there should be no schism in the church. That's why there should be peace and joy and hallelujah. Pardon me. If you are the temple of the Holy Ghost, the one sitting next to you is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Would you treat that worse? When you come and lay all those things, sweep the temple clean and fill it with the Holy Spirit, so that all those mannerisms that you have are now gone. They have disappeared. The jealousies, the hates, the miseries, the well, you can name them. They're in the book. All those things that can be done away with. When the Holy Spirit enters into the temple, then it is clean. Don't sweep it clean and leave it empty. You know what happened? The Spirit came back with seven more, I think it was, and they had a riot in that poor temple. But I know that you are the temple of the Holy Ghost, each and every one of you. Hold on fast to that. Pray to the Lord God, our Savior, Jesus Christ. He made it possible for us. Don't forget. Don't look at yourself and say, oh, I can't do that. Yes, you can. If you're filled with the Spirit, you can be kind, you can be generous, you can be affable, you can be gentle, you can be humorous, you can be all kinds of good things that the Holy Spirit would want you to do. Because all those other ones before that in the Scriptures are now dispelled. They're on the altar. Leave them there. I got to try that. I got to do that myself. Bless your hearts. You are the temple of the Holy Ghost, and don't forget it. Ask him. Talk to him daily. Get that. Grab hold of the horns of the altar and seek him. Young and old, no matter who, he's available. Praise God. Now, right now, not tomorrow. Don't wait for tomorrow. Tomorrow is mine, saith the Lord. You don't know. It's like the man that tore his granary down and built new granaries, or he wanted to build new granaries, and he didn't know what tomorrow would bring. But he didn't see those big granaries. The Lord took him. You are the temple of the Holy Ghost that kept resonating in my heart, resonating and resonating. Let it resonate in you.
Amen.
Yeah. Praise the Lord, man.
Yeah.
Brother.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
We're just going to close the meeting in a minute and a few minutes and maybe give you a chance just to think about things. I think we had a good start this morning. I know there's still some strongholds. As brethren, we know that there's some serious strongholds in our lives, in the lives of our people. And I don't want you to ever think that because you have a stronghold, because you have an addiction, that you're not precious in God's sight, that you're not loved, that, as our brother said, you're not the temple of the Holy Ghost. We can't understand how two things can dwell in the same vessel, but they can. I'm so pleased that Lord gave me the wife that he did. I came from a very angry household because my dad was schizophrenic. And you didn't
dare say anything, so I became a very passive-aggressive person. And all my life, I couldn't stand angry people. Angry people made me angry. It's kind of a conundrum, eh? And many times that's true, if you come from an angry house, then you don't like anger, and you're a passive-aggressive person, and you can be matched with a person that feels that they, you just got to let it out, and then everything's okay. But that isn't okay to a passive-aggressive person. And the person that likes to let everything out can't stand passive-aggressive people because they're never really expressing their honest feelings. So that can be a problem when the Lord puts both together, eh? And then you line up with the relatives. The passive-aggressive people only like the relatives, the in-laws and that are passive-aggressive, and the person that likes to let things go only likes the relatives that can let things go, and then you can get into a big mess. But God is doing work here. The only spirit that is acceptable to God, if you read 1 Corinthians chapter 14, it's just not talking about gifts and ministries and what things are for, to lift up, to build up, and to comfort, prophecy. It's talking about the Spirit of Christ. Christ has come to live in you. He's not just given you something. He's not giving you things. He's not giving you peace. Prince of Peace is living in you. The manifestation of your gifts is Jesus Christ ministering out of you. It says in Hebrews that in the congregation I will sing. It says that in Psalms, it's a repetition of Psalms. Christ was saying that through David. When the song was going forth this morning, you have a gift from your heart to give God. When there's opportunity in your local service, give that gift from your heart to God. And be willing to, you won't be ashamed by doing it, though you know that's what the enemy tells you. It's worthless and it's not going to do anything. Don't listen to that. Don't listen to the spirits that don't lift up and build up and comfort. That's what the Spirit of Christ does. If you've got a spirit within you that is judgmental or controlling, I know that every one of us knows what our struggle is. I know every one of us can look around see what's wrong. But none of us are in charge of changing anything. God's going to do it. The Holy Spirit's going to do it. We need to give each other room to grow. We need to give each other room to mature and not be pressing each other or not let it press us. Don't allow yourself to be frustrated. Don't allow yourself to be rubbed the wrong way. Do like our brother Wayne said. Turn off the key. I'm not going anywhere until I have peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. I would go for a walk and talk to the Lord. You don't have to be on your knees all the time. And I'd say, you know, I'm a choker. I'm ready to cash in my chips right now and walk. And the Lord would help me. The Lord will help you. The Lord will help you.
we're all willing to help you. And you might think that you're all alone and you're the only one, but you don't know what everyone's gone through. There's a lot of abused people here. There's a lot of people that are struggling with addictions. There's a lot of men, and not just men, but women too, that are struggling with pornography. We know that. We know that you can be overwhelmed sometimes by the evil thoughts that come into your heart. Just turn to the Lord. Find an accountability, a person that can be your friend and you can be accountable to, and that they can be accountable for you, that'll stand with you in prayer. God is going to bring us into his kingdom. God is going to take the things that are not, to bring to naught the things that are. That's an absolute. Let him do it. God defines who you are. God defines your holiness, because your holiness isn't in what you do. Your holiness is in Jesus Christ. And as you will let him grow in your heart and take root there, those external things will fall away. Those addictions will fall away. Those strongholds will be broken by Jesus Christ. There was a good start this morning. Let it continue. Let's just stand.
We're so thankful, Lord, for the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that you came. Thank you, Jesus, that you're at the right hand of our Father, interceding for us right now. We know that you care for us. We thank you for your gentleness. We thank you for your patience. All the attributes of the Spirit are yours, and we can have them. You lay them out before us, dear Lord. You lay freedom out before us. You've opened the prison doors. You have the key to open every door. It is not in what we can do. It's what you can do. As we sang that song, I'm turning it all over to you. You are setting me free.
Yes. Amen.
Father, we pray that the door will remain open. We pray, Lord, that those that are still in the cells would push the door and they would walk out.
Amen.
Father, we're looking for fellow brothers and sisters that are set free so that we can get to the real work. Working outside of ourselves, working towards setting the whole creation free. Such as I have, give I. If we're bound, we cannot give, but if we are free, we can be set free. We can set others free. Such as we have, we give. Let there not be any condemnation to say, well, you know, those people have more. I have less. God must love them more. Let all those thoughts be discerned, knowing where they come from. For God so loved the world that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Father, bless your people this morning. Bless our afternoon. Bless the lunch. Bless those that have prepared it. Bless everything that happens throughout the remainder of this day. Keep us safe, dear Lord. Let us be like the flower before the sunrise in the sunshine that just opens up and allows the sunlight to come in. Let the Son of God just be absorbed in a new and a living way throughout this day and for the rest of our life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Those that have announcements, would you come up? Please be seated.
This announcement is for the children. We'll be going swimming today at 1:30. Make sure that if you are 8 or under, that you have a parent with you at all times at the pool. Again, you can just show up at the pool anytime after or at 1:30. When you get to the pool, make sure that you just tell the front desk that you're with Sharon Schools and they'll let you in. So 1:30 at the pool for the children. We'll be swimming today. Thanks.
This is just a reminder that the slide presentation for the East Africa trip that took place in March will be in this room at 4 p.m. So I hope to see you there.
Young people will meet here at 2:45. We will have a brief time in here where we'll hear a message. And then following that, we will be spending some time in song and fellowship with the seniors in the old dining hall this afternoon. So seniors, you'll want to be there for that. We'll make sure we're not there too long so that you're able to get back here for 4 o'clock and see that slideshow that Jeff just mentioned.
If you're interested in playing pickleball, it'll be 3:30 over here at the courts. On a lighter note, if you want to be entertained watching older people reclaim their youth, bring a lawn chair and come watch.
This is just a bit of an uncomfortable rebuke, because I am responsible for the grounds. This isn't as great as your own home. We understand that. It's like a tent surrounded by gyp rock. And it's about as good as it gets here. But sometimes people decide they're going to add a creature comfort or a customization, thinking that they're doing us a favor, and it's really not. Then we scratch our heads a little bit after camp when we go around and say, well, that wasn't there before, but it's here now. So we would appreciate it if you would refrain from trying to add custom features to your dorm room or the place where you're staying. We've noticed a couple already. We're doing our best. Bear with us. If you really think we need something, throw an extra $20 in the offering. We'll keep going, keep doing our best. And I apologize for the way that sounds. It's not to be a downer. It's just has to be said. So on that note, we'll stand. And Heavenly Father, just watch over us the remainder of the day. Keep us safe and in your care, we pray.